Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing this month?
Terrific.
Listen, now, before we start, I think you've got an announcement you want to make.
Yeah, we're doing our first annual InfoPoem CME course on November 8th through 11th in Las Vegas. This course is going to be fast-paced and interactive and a lot of fun, and it's going to feature the top poems of the past couple of years. We have a terrific group of faculty, fellow poet Henry Berry from Michigan State University, Rick Bucata from UCLA, Greg Vandekieft, Nate Link from NYU, and then, of course, both of us will be there teaching as well. The course is 20 hours of CME credit. It's totally pharma-free, and your afternoons are free to enjoy Vegas. You know, we are trying to do this in a way that really makes the most of your time. We're going to be starting off Thursday evening with a few hours of work, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings. To learn more, you can go to www.infopoemscourse.com, and sure hope you can join us there.
This week, we're going to look at back pain. By some estimates, one out of every 12 patients that come to our ambulatory practice have back pain. By this point, most of us have learned that there are red flags we need to look for, and most of us have bought into not using bed rest, having our patients ambulate as soon as possible, and if we're going to medicate them, to use NSAIDs. But what about patients whose pain goes on longer than the 4 or 6 weeks that are recommended for normal back pain? Do we send them to a surgeon? This week, Mark's going to review a study that asks the question, is it safe to delay surgery in patients with prolonged sciatica? Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this is a randomized control trial from the New England Journal, and it was called Surgery versus Prolonged Conservative Treatment for Sciatica. I am absolutely delighted to see spine surgeons doing some randomized control trials. It is long overdue. There are so many people undergoing spine surgery, and we have so few data to really guide this decision. And so there were a couple of studies in this week's edition of the New England Journal, and so thought it was important we talk about one of them. Traditionally, you're right, we've told our patients with sciatica that as long as they don't have any progressive or serious neurologic deficits, they ought to wait at least 6 weeks before considering surgery. Those recommendations date back to at least the ARC guideline from the early 90s, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and they've stood the test of time pretty well, but no one has asked yet, maybe longer is not a bad idea. So these researchers identified 283 adults, and they all had severe sciatica for 6 to 12 weeks, and they randomized them to either immediate surgery or conservative therapy. And the surgery group underwent microdiscectomy within an average of 2 weeks, and those in the conservative therapy group got pain medicines. They were encouraged that overall they had a good prognosis, and they got physical therapy if they wanted it or needed it. And if they had progressive deficits or if they weren't getting better after 6 months, they were given the opportunity to cross over and get surgery. What they found was that, not surprisingly, people who had surgery right away got better faster as measured by different pain scores in the leg and back and disability scores. But the really interesting part is that after 1 year, their outcomes on these measures were identical to those in the conservative treatment group, about 95% in each group fully recovered. Hmm. So on average, patients in the conservative group took 8 weeks longer to recover. They took 12 weeks instead of 4 weeks. But on the plus side, those folks didn't need surgery. And I think the bottom line is that if you have a patient who, after 6 weeks, is still having significant pain, they don't have to necessarily jump to surgery. I think it's an option. And some patients may prefer surgery to get faster pain relief, shorter duration of pain. Others may want to avoid the surgery and put up with pain longer, knowing that their overall prognosis is just as good.
It gets back to one of the poems we've done recently, looking at how we talk to patients and how we set things up. If we tell them that it's going to be serious at the end of 4 weeks and we're going to have to send them to a surgeon, then, you know, the day after that four-week period, they're expecting a referral to a surgeon. If, on the other hand, we tell them that this is going to be a continuum, you know, we'll revisit this in a month, but that at that point there are going to be some decisions, and one of the great decisions might be to wait a little bit longer, and that seems to be just as good if you look long-term. Patients, I don't think, are overly eager to get operated on if they can be convinced that it's not, in the long run, going to do them enormously better.
Yeah, and you know the outcomes for surgery were good, and there were only some minor complications. This microdiscectomy is a somewhat less invasive type of surgery, but still, you know, I remember a spine surgeon telling me there is no spine problem we can't make worse. So I think maybe waiting a little longer and encouraging our patients to be patient is not a bad idea.
Put that off as long as possible, probably a good idea. Again, just to caution our listeners that, you know, clearly there are some red flags, and what we're talking about is for the average person with back pain, not somebody who has unusual symptoms.
Right. If the neurologic deficits are progressive, if there's significant weakness, you know, obviously symptoms of cauda equina, you know, fever, things that are red flags for a serious condition, that would not apply. But for a lot of patients, they just have sciatic pain that's slow to go away, and they may benefit from a longer period of recovery.
Great. Very interesting, Mark. Thanks. We'll talk with you next week. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. And we'll remind you just one more time. To sign up for the InfoPoems course, go to www.infopoemscourse.com. We look forward to seeing you.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.